This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, listen, we're about to start the show, but I wanted to say one quick thing. If you're enjoying 10 Things That Scare Me, help us grow the show by rating and reviewing it in your podcast app.
Number one is a fear of not upholding my mother's standards. It was not that she set such high standards for you to follow, but it was the way that she lived her life. We grew up in the country, in Madisonville, and the doors were never closed. People would pass by, and the next thing you know, they're sitting down having a cup of coffee. Then the next thing you know, a cake is going in the oven or biscuits are going in the oven. So it's a great thing. And it's hard to do that today, but it's a part of life that I love. Number two, fear of not being a good role model for my daughter. Number three, fear of not learning in the course of a day. Four is a fear of not reaching my full potential in life. My oldest sister died when I was 13 years old. When her death came, I saw part of my mother die, and I learned from that, and I learned to be a stronger person. And I got to college and played tennis, and I was just a self-taught tennis player. And the professor said, well, in order to pass this class, you have to beat me in a match. Sure. So I beat him. Then we get to a jogging class. And he says, well, in order to pass this class, you have to jog a 24-mile marathon. I went, no problem, let's go. And I just did it. It was like, just reach back on faith and you go for it. Until I got about my third year of college and found out it wasn't going the way I thought it was going to go. So I had to get to work, and I came in here and I fell in love with the restaurant business, fell in love with the way Miss Chase does things, just to see the way that she would get here in the morning and start at cooking, and then late at night, we could be 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and she just didn't burn out. But will I be happy when this is all over? Will I step out and get my own restaurant? I don't know. And I don't know what success is. Five, fear of not succeeding. Number six is a fear of money. Never had it, for one thing. But it's a corruption at the same time, where you just got to work, 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 make money, make money, make money, make money. Seven is a fear of not retiring to enjoy life. I got Miss Chase back there, who's 95, ever so close to 96, with no signs of retirement in the near future. And I'm like, yeah, how am I supposed to retire? It's kind of rough to leave her hanging out. So I just don't see it in the future. I really don't. 8 is the fear of being lonely. 9 is a fear of the unknown. What's going to happen when I'm gone? What's it going to be like? And you never get anybody to come back and say, well, you know, we're having a good old time. Ten is a fear of snakes.
Gives you the willies just thinking about them.
My name is Cleo Robinson, and these are 10 of my greatest fears. And that blew that, didn't it?
Cute.
My name is Cleo Robinson, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Did you know that we're running out of reptiles? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.